To the editor. Considering the recent approval of the 2022 city budget, I felt it was important that I highlight some important factors that supported my decision to not approve the 2.42% increase. In many ways, it is about more than the money. It is true that the 0.17 additional percent, from the approved 2.25% agreed by City Council, represents in the area of $600,000 and in contrast to a $208 million budget, may seem trivial. My personal goal was a 2% increase and even lower, if possible. However, for me, it is about neglecting to meet our intended targets, 2.25%, and perhaps unwillingness to do some decision-making that could prove to be difficult. Where I take issue is, there are 68.7 new full-time positions, over and above the nearly 1,880 employees we currently have. 60 are supported via other tax dollars, in other words, the amount you pay through provincial and federal taxes or municipal reserve funds. 8.7 will come directly from municipal tax dollars. I do not know of many businesses who can afford an annual increase in staffing, no matter the source of funds. In addition, one must consider whether these positions will remain in our permanent complement in the future, whether funded from municipal coffers or not. There is an almost $500,000 administration budget for the Police Service Board. Beyond the cost of honorariums for the board and cost of supporting administration, it is disturbing that this is the most expensive committee of the entire city by far. Further, historically, this line budget was included in general operating funds. Only this year has it been designated outside the operating budget. Yet, when removed, there was still no offset or reflection in the original operating amount. Should this separation of cost not be identified as a reduction? Again, this is so often not about money. It is about the ability of council to set priorities and spend accordingly year over year. It is not new economics. We all have to spend within our means. In a time when growth is at an all-time low in our community, we cannot continue to approve increased budgets each year. Growth, economic development, along with restraint, is the path to an economically healthier future. Specifically when it is you and I that pay the majority of the price tag no matter the funding source. Some may say I am too restrictive, however, I have not received much in the way of support that shows we should continue to increase taxes and spend based on want instead of need. I am listening to those that are having difficulty supporting themselves, their families, their lives. These real people are really having a tough time making ends meet. Until we see growth and we are able to reduce our dependence on these same people, for that reason, I could not support even one dime over the intended increase. As leaders, I believe it's time for us to do some additional heavy lifting by making the tougher decision and look inward to find the savings we need. Rebecca Johnson, Councillor at Large.